Welcome to the MetPro Method. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I'm joined by MetPro client Nicole Simic, and we're going to be hearing all about her MetPro journey. Nicole, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to start with, what exactly has your background been that has led you to MetPro that you decided this would be good for me to try out?
Yeah, actually, I'm a longtime Weight Watchers member user. I did that program for probably close to a decade, and on and off, I'm sure like a lot of people did a lot of other programs in between, from the Whole 30, the South Beach diet, trying everything to find something that fit. But I did always come back to the Weight Watchers for a while there.
Okay, that's perfect. And So you decided to try MetPro. What about it appealed to you that you thought, oh, this would be a good fit for me, especially with having worked with Weight Watchers before?
Yeah, so what I liked about Weight Watchers was a little bit more of that personal connection. I did like attending the meetings and having that individual guidance. When Weight Watchers moved to the pandemic and everything was virtual, for a while, our group stayed together and we kept a lot of that. But then it just very slowly trickled off. You just didn't really get that same personalized feeling. The coaches that I was using through Weight Watchers left. And at that time, I was listening to the Marathon Training Academy podcast and I heard about MetPro. And so I tried MetPro Basic. And again, since I was using Weight Watchers, I was very accustomed to tracking and portion and meal prep. I did Basic for a little while. Maybe I wasn't quite as ready to fully commit. And then in the last year, I decided I'm really ready to go all in. Again, I was following your podcast for a while from doing Basic, I wasn't actually a member. I was still listening to the podcast, and I finally decided now's the time. I had the resources and the motivation. Everything just really lined up.
That's awesome. I'm really curious what you feel like the experience working with a MetPro coach has been like, especially for having worked with Weight Watchers. I know there's differences and there's probably things that are pros and cons. So I'm really curious about your thoughts on that.
Not to hate on Weight Watchers, I think that they're a great program for certain individuals. But one thing that I had a hard time with, and I always had, was the way that you were tracking your food did not always feel as intuitive as I feel like MetPro is. For instance, you could maybe be using multiple Weight Watchers points to eat a banana. Or things like that, whereas, you know what, I don't ever want to be penalized for eating something that grew from the ground. And I just liked MetPro's more holistic approach to carb timing, meal timing, and also focusing on not the processed food. There was a couple times where I felt like at Weight Watchers, maybe I was pushed towards some of the processed items because they might have been lower in points, but they were processed. And that just didn't always fit with what I wanted to put into my body. And knowing that about MetPro, I think that was also another huge driving focus, because I felt like their value system really aligned with what I was interested in as well, the way that to fuel my body.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I'm also curious what your thoughts are on using MetPro Basic versus using the concierge service with the coach. I know there's, again, pros and cons to both. So curious about your thoughts on there.
I was not on Basic for too long, just a few months, but using a coach has been so helpful. So I've coached Bianca, and I feel like I've probably put her through the ringer in terms of, it was probably my first week, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to San Diego for 2 weeks and we're going to go do all the San Diego things. And then it was like just other huge life changes. Oh, I'm training for a marathon. Help me figure this. And I always thought I was a pretty low maintenance person. And then I look back on everything I put her through. I'm like, nope, I am not at all. But it's been so amazing. I did not realize I guess my expectations were a little low, and not in a bad way, but just in the sense of, I just didn't really expect that level of tailored service and the help and even like the micro adjustments along the way, even as something as silly as when I was in San Diego, just texting her being like, I'm going to get a non-alcoholic beer. Which do you prefer? Like just down to the nitty gritty, or sending her websites, or she's sending me, okay, you're going to Legoland. Here are some options. I really wasn't expecting that high level of individual focus. And within the marathon training that I've been doing, a lot of my working out, again, even down to, okay, we're going to slowly add in a build on these days, and we're going to add a little bit more. I can't say enough. That's made the difference.
That's
having
awesome.
That individual help.
And yeah. I have to tell you, you're not high maintenance. Like all of us coaches have a very wide variety of clients that we work with. And that's literally what we're here for, is to help you navigate those things. And the cool part is, in my opinion, now you have learned so much that when you do eventually leave MetPro, you're going to have all of these tools in your toolkit. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I want to talk about marathon training. I feel like it's such a special thing when you are marathon training. Number one, the hours and hours that you put in from a training perspective, that's so much. But number two, the nutrition, it can be a lot. You have to eat so much more than it looks like, or that you think that you might have to. I'm curious about where you are in your marathon journey. Like, how many have you done? When did you train? Have you done a marathon since you've been with MetPro? All of those things. I want to hear about that.
Yeah. My first marathon was in 2010, and I believe I've done about 12 or so. I'll have to go back and look. Took a couple years off with having kids, and then took a couple years off with the pandemic. But basically since 2022, I started running them again yearly, consistently, just one a year. And what I'd found is that typically, as you're saying, like for me, I would always like overeat during training. I would just feel so hungry, and I would get to those points, or maybe so tired, that I would just keep eating. And during training seasons, I usually would gain 5 to 7 pounds while training. And then I would spend the rest of the year trying to take it all the way off. And then right before MetPro, I just didn't take it off. And I was like, I really want to do this marathon. I'd been seeing myself. I'd already broke a PR, and I wanted to continue on that journey. And I knew I couldn't do that carrying the extra 7 pounds, and then again assuming that I was going to gain another. And I just, that wasn't going to be healthy. It didn't feel good to do that. And I knew intuitively that the way that I was eating that way, because I wasn't fueling my body appropriately, and I just didn't know why or what. So I started with Coach Bianca right at the start of June, and that was pretty much right when I started my marathon training season. I had just ran a trail half marathon in May prior to that, and it was from the jump following the plan. I think for me, it was really the meal timing was what was so helpful. I didn't ever feel like when I came home from a run, ravenous or not hungry either. Because sometimes when you're not fueling properly, your hunger goes away for a while, and then maybe you overdo it later in the day. I just kept and maintained that great just balance throughout. And I know that a lot of people say, and I've heard it before too, that when you're marathon training, you have to either pick one. Are you going to do really well in your training, or are you going to focus on your weight loss? Because you doing both just is really hard. And I think that I was at a point in my fitness where I was able to do both. I had another 9-minute PR on my marathon. Yeah, it was huge. Plus, lost the majority of my weight during that training cycle, and I felt great doing it. If somebody said magic wand, I was going to say, no, that's not how it works. I've done enough of these to know that's not how it works, but it really did. And it was just having Bianca know when to cut, when not to, when to fuel, and then hitting those meal timings appropriately for me. It was, yeah. I still can't believe it, saying out loud.
That's, that's incredible. Congratulations. It does take a lot of focus and it takes a lot of hard work. And I know that it, I know that intuitively, when you hear the words, just do what someone tells you to do, it doesn't sound difficult. But what I think that people have to remember is that you're doing this for months on end, and like doing what a trainer tells you or what a nutritionist tells you for a day, no big deal. But doing that day in and day out for months, that's hard. And so you stayed up on your training, you stayed up on your nutrition, that those were all, you did that. And that's really cool. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm curious what types of things that you've struggled with during your time at MetPro.
I would say that one of the conversations that we come back to a lot is I'm pescatarian. So I do eat eggs, dairy, fish. But the problem is I don't really fish all that much. I'll eat it, a can of tuna here or there, some shrimp here and there, but I just don't really prefer it. So when we're on a super low cut, it is really hard for me to get in those proteins with also keeping the carbs low, because even a super firm tofu is going to have some carbs, and your non-fat Greek yogurt or cottage cheese. And it just, there were a couple times where I just had to, yeah, just tough it out. I said, you know what, we're going to do this for 10 days. Maybe I am going to eat tuna for dinner every other day, eggs every other day, and then we'll just figure it out. So that was probably some of the ones, the things that I personally struggled with, is finding protein options that weren't highly processed and that were also low carb because of the lifestyle choices I've made of not eating other meat sources. I would say that was probably my biggest one. I do like to cook. I love to find new recipes. And of course, you can work it into trying to fit your macros, but not always. You're not going to make a burrito casserole into something that's going to fit your macros. That's been a little struggle sometimes, as to wanting to balance that of, ooh, I want to make this. And then also being like, that would be a lot of work to try to figure that out. So maybe just sticking with what I know is all right.
Yeah, yeah. That is definitely something that is, it's a learning curve. And I know we've recorded, and I know you've listened to all the podcast episodes, so you've probably heard us talk about the different kind of levels as you start off with MetPro. It is difficult to like take like a favorite recipe or something that you want to try that's brand new and like, how do I make this MetPro-y? Once you get the hang of it, it's better. But yeah, there's always going to be some things that just don't fit. I'm curious, though, if there's been anything you thought you would have to change while you were doing MetPro and you ended up not having to change at all.
Because I've always followed a couple different programs here and there, I found some pieces that worked for me. Like I am a little bit of a creature of habit. Like I do like to eat the same breakfast often, or I actually really like meal prepping and I'll make it for the week. I'm a teacher, so I just bring my lunch and that's really easy for me. So I was always a little nervous because sometimes when you find a new plan, they might give you a meal plan that includes so many different that you're making crazy breakfasts or crazy lunches. And I was like, I can't do that. And not with MetPro. It's like, no, if you want to eat the same, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
If it fits, go for it. So I was a little nervous about that. But that actually worked out really well in my favor. And then I would say the other thing that we already discussed, I was a little worried that it's like, I do have these weight loss goals, but I have these running goals. And I know sometimes we have to pick, but I just really was like, I don't really want to pick. And I didn't have to. So that one worked out.
That's great.
Yeah.
What would you say your overall results have been? Clearly, you've lost some weight. You've gotten a faster running time. Tell us, break it down for us.
Yeah. I think that because before MetPro, my weight would fluctuate between 155 to 145, just depending on how diligent I was. And then right before I started MetPro, I was like at 152, and now I'm at 132. So I've lost just about 20 pounds ish, give or take. And I've really kept it under the 135 for the last few months, where I think that's really felt like a good, strong, stable. And I would say I do have a body fat scale that I use. That's my regular scale. And it also tells me the muscle. And so I think that of that, it maybe said my lean body mass went down a pound or two, but who knows what that, if that's, I don't believe that's actual muscle or bone loss. Who knows what other factors that is. So I wouldn't say I've gained a ton of muscle. I definitely know that I have gained some, but I came into MetPro with my body type of already carrying a good solid base. But the muscle that I have, it is so much stronger. So I might not appear to be as strong as I am, or appear that it looks like I've gained muscle volume, but I feel like the strength that I have in the muscles that I have is, yeah, I can squat my body weight now, and for moving a dresser, I'm definitely strong enough to do that. Yeah, I'm very pleased with those results, that it was basically just burning fat and the muscle that I have maintained, and if not just strengthened and deepened.
And that 9-minute PR while you're running too.
Yes. Oh yeah, of course. Not only that, I did a whole bunch of fun things. I did a 5K in which my average pace was under a 7-minute mile.
Like, wow. All sorts of,
yes, really fast. And there's just been so many other great, like, non body related but fitness related goals. So it's been super fun.
That's awesome. Do you feel like that your running feels different with fueling with MetPro? I'm curious about your take on that.
Yeah. That was actually right from the jump of what should I be eating during my run. Because I have been running for 15 years, I've tried everything from gels and goos to when Whole Foods were really, I definitely packed banana peanut butter roll-ups and eaten like whole tortillas on run. So I've definitely tried the gamut. One thing that I was using was the peanut butter pouches. Those just seemed to work for me. But Bianca, let me know. That's a really high fat source, and sometimes your stomach doesn't really like it. And it was dawned on me, I'm like, you're right, it doesn't like it. I don't know why I thought this was a good source for me. So I'm still constantly, as new products are coming to market, finding the fuel sources, but just knowing that's part of my sports nutrition, and that I don't need to allocate for that calorie later on in the day, where maybe in the past I would be like, okay, I had four gels, that's 400 calories. Where should I be knocking that off later in a meal? And no, that's sports nutrition. You needed that for your fueling. You take what you want, and then the rest of the day. And that's exactly what happened. So it doesn't really matter for me which option I've been trying and using, just knowing that, I'm not saying it doesn't count, it counts a lot, but it doesn't count in terms of, I'm not marking it off as like sugars in the app or sweets or something like that. It was sports nutrition, and I get to leave it and move on with my day. So it's almost fun going for a long run, because now I get to have like a chomper or something. It's like, I feel like I'm having a little treat.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you were using that towards the rest of your goals, you probably felt deprived all the time. So
yeah, exactly.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
This has been very helpful and insightful to hear. I'm curious if we missed anything. What do you want to make sure people know about your journey that we have not covered yet?
I feel like we did cover a lot of it. And I would just say that as somebody who I love to learn and research, and I feel like I've done all the things, read all the books, listened to all the podcasts. And so I really thought I knew what I needed to know about nutrition, and just to have somebody to actually help you walk you through, to have that outside perspective, it helps so much. It's like, I thought I was a smarty pants and I had it all figured out, but I knew that I didn't. And so I just think that if people are really trying to consider I know all the things. I'm not going to learn anything new. I would really challenge that belief, because I really think that working with somebody who gets to look at you objectively and really personalize what you're working with and going through, and also helping you let go when things maybe didn't go to the plan that you wanted, that's what I would say. So any of those type A's like me out there who think that they have it all figured out, I really think that you would really benefit from somebody else coming in and carrying some of that burden for you and helping you out.
Great advice. Thank you so much for your time, Nicole. And thank you for sharing your story. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. You can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and actually this is my last episode of the MetPro Method. But until another episode comes out, remember, consistency is key. And if you'd like to keep up with my journey, you can also do that over on theclipout.com.